You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. Al Vanderplau met Ella Stevens because they both love bluegrass music. Then, a few weeks later, Ella wrote a song about Al's recent brush with death. It was part of the Stories That Heal workshop, a project that pairs singer-songwriters with community members to write songs about suffering and loss. This weekend, a collection of songs from the workshop will be performed at the Garden Theater in Frankfurt. IPR contributor Max Howard has more about this songwriting collaborative.
How would you start your story?
Well, it starts playing pickleball.
At the time, Al and Lynn were playing with their friend Vicky.
Vicky and I were ahead, 7-0. Okay, things were going real well.
Just to now, set the record straight.
Look, but we were ahead 7-0, and things were going well, and then suddenly over I went. I collapsed. I went into cardiac arrest.
An ambulance was called and was arriving shortly. In the meantime, their friend Vicky knelt down to perform CPR when she felt for Al's pulse.
And then Vicky said, "There's no heartbeat." That's when I walked away. And I called my son.
The ambulance EMTs quickly jumped in and soon were using defibrillator paddles.
It was real loud to me. And that's when I was walking away. But Vicky came and got me. And then I had called Todd and said, "Dad died."
How long Al's heart stopped is an open question. But Vicky said it had been more than a few minutes before the EMTs could revive Al.
Because when you go into cardiac arrest, when you hit the 6-minute mark, you're in real trouble.
They put him in the trauma room, and in there he had a heart attack.
Lynn asked them, "When would I be able to speak with my husband?" And the doctor said, "You may never be able to speak to him again."
That was bad, but it was the truth.
The nurses let Lynn stay in Al's hospital room for 7 nights.
I got to stay, and I said, "Can I use the shower?" And they said, "Yep, we're turning our back. You can do whatever you want." And so his bed was so cold. You know, if you walked up to his bed, he was so cold.
Eventually, Al's neurologist told Lynn she had to go home. So she stayed at her son's house only 10 minutes away.
At 2:30 in the morning, we got a phone call on my phone, and Todd and Molly were right in there with me. They came running in that he had pulled everything out, and he wants to talk to you. Now, he'd never talked to me. And he got on the phone and he said, "I love you. I'm in the hospital. Come to the hospital."
Slowly, Al began to speak more, but he didn't start remembering anything long-term for quite some time.
I remember any of this stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. And they tell me some of the things that I said, which I normally don't say. And
Eventually, there was a definitive moment where Al said he snapped back to reality.
But I remember the first time I remembered what happened. I was getting out of the bed. The nurse was standing there, and it just hit me. What on earth am I doing here? What happened to me?
Lynn calls it a miracle. Not only did Al survive, but he had an extraordinary recovery.
Well, the first time he walked down the hall, they had the gate belt on him and the walker, and they made him sit down at the end of the hall. Well, he walked back, and I carried the walker. He walked back by himself.
It's quite an experience coming that close to dying. I tell people that it doesn't hurt. I mean, you don't feel anything. It's sudden. It's just instantaneous, like it's a light switch. Every moment in the morning when I woke up, I'd open my eyes and I'd look around, you know, and I'd think, "Am I really here?
You know, thank God.
am I someplace else?"
In my bedside table, all I learned that's made me able.
That's Ella Stevens' song, "Coming Back," about what happened to Al. Her classmate Sally Pan helped compose it too. They're both Interlochen Arts Academy students. This is Ella performing.
And all the doctors went to church, they found God's carpenter, and I can't see.
Step out about 5 minutes to begin to wind down and thank each other. You have 5 minutes, so.
The Vanderplaus met the musicians at a Stories That Heal workshop. The workshops pair songwriters with community members who have stories about suffering or loss. At the workshop, Elle and Al were put together because Al was asked what kind of music he likes to listen to. He said he listens to this bluegrass group called the Wagler Sisters, although he didn't think any of the students would know who he was talking about.
She ends it with that line, why me, Lord? Why did I come back? What's the purpose of this?
During the first interview, you said life is more than a heartbeat, and she said, I really liked that line, and she wrote that down.
Mm-hmm. Ella also asked Al, from all of this, this closeness to death, what had changed in his life? What perspectives had changed?
And I told her, without any hesitation, I wouldn't buy stuff I didn't need. You wonder, you know, what's really important? Mm-hmm. And I decided that all the stuff that I had wasn't nearly as important.
Having that thought, Al decided to round up the things that really were important to him. And everything he gathered, he was able to fit into his bedside table.
And what stuff do I have? And well, the first thing that went in that drawer was a copy of the Bible that my mother gave to me when I was confirmed. The second thing that was important to me was her.
I was wondering how it was going to fit in there.
Al put Lynn's graduation picture into the drawer as a reminder of their relationship, the kids they raised, and the life they built together.
Whenever we're in the car a lot, I always put my hand on his knee and say, I'm so happy I have you. What would I do without you?
I'm Max Howard.